Hey, welcome back to this week's edition of the Small Business Big Ideas Show. Our next guest is Frank Kagerlanis, and he's in Louisville, Kentucky. He's a going concern. He's in background in sales and in marketing and business and advertising and pro sports and just doing some really cool things. And he and his colleagues from the field of pro football and the NFL and in the sporting field have gone together, and they've developed an organization called No Neg 101. And the goal is to deflect negativity in our homes, jobs, churches, schools, workplace, and mainly in our minds. And that's a tough task at times. So without further ado, let's say good evening to Frank. Frank, welcome, man.
Hey, thanks for having us on. I appreciate it. Good to be on here.
I was introduced to you by a mutual friend. We have to do a little shout out to Kathy Wilson.
And it's quite positive. I like Kathy. Tell her hey for me.
Well, you she'll be listening next week, so you just did. And okay, so how did this all come about? Because, you know, I was talking at the top of the show with my producer, Todd, who's here with me, and we're talking about, boy, is like the news ever negative these days, you know, like everything you hear, it's like the economy and this and that and murders and, you know, it's just like, you know, it gets to you after a while.
Well, you just kind of nailed it, like, right on. You know, actually, I was going through a rough period in my life, you know, things weren't really going well for me, and I was out swimming in my backyard. And I got to go back a few steps. I met a gentleman at a bookstore, Derby Week in Louisville. He was an Inca Indian. He put his arm on my shoulder, and he said, "You're going to see a hawk, and you're going to come up with a crazy idea, and you're going to be a multimillionaire." I said, "Man, this guy's on drugs."
Okay.
He was about 70 years old. And he told me some things, because I was paralyzed before when I was 14, and he knew this. So I listened to him, because he said, "You were paralyzed, blah, 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 you have the power within you," and all this stuff. And so, I said, "Wow, I need to pay attention to him." And at the time, I was really working with a lot of rock bands and rap bands, and I had somebody getting ready to give me a lot of money to start a record company, which I said, "You know what, this is probably what it's supposed to be. I'm going to do this record thing." And then I didn't really feel good about the record stuff and the money, the industry, the way it was going, so I didn't do it. And I'm swimming in my back. Oh, first of all, he says I'm going to see a hawk. When I see a hawk, I need to follow my gut, okay?
Okay, wow.
It sounds strange, but I'm in my backyard swimming in my pool, and I'm not going to mention names, but somebody came out there and was telling me what a loser I am. I lost my job, all this, everything in the world's going wrong. And the hawk's flying above my head. It's going, I said, "Wow, that's weird." And then I put up my arms and said, "You know what? I deflect you. I deflect this negativity. I'm not accepting it." And then I had a vision of this guy with one eye, and he was deflecting words, fear, anger, worry, and hate. It was all in my head. And I said, "Wow, this is weird. I got to do something about it." And so this is what initiated the NYX. And NYX is Greek for deflecting. And the one eye is the central eye of truth that we put on him. And I had this vision, like when I was paralyzed, deflecting the world and not accepting all the negativity like you're talking about, like with TV, the news, everywhere you turn, someone's saying something bad. I just chose to flip the switch and to live my life the way I want to live it, okay? And that's what developed this next. And so I said, I need to get this out to people. And then I went to somebody by the name of Tom Kohler. He was one of the guys who was instrumental in starting rallies. And I told him about my vision, my idea. He said he liked it, want to go with it. And then I started attracting people to me, like the guy that did all my artwork for all the rock bands I work with. I said, "I have this idea," and I tried to explain to him what it is. I said, "This guy," I said, "maybe like an Ultraman type of guy, but he has a shield, and he has a deflecting symbol of the no, like no smoking sign in there, and he's deflecting things around him, and he doesn't do anything unless it's positive. He flips the switch." And it took about 3 months for him to finally come up with what was in my head, but then we got it, and then we went and we started packaging it. And we decided what we wanted to do is really help people with this. I mean, we're going to make a lot of money, but the main goal was to help people, is to empower themselves, for them to take control of their life and not poor pity me, blame the world for everything's going wrong, and just let them know that everybody can do whatever they want to do if they believe and truly believe and don't have zero doubt. Because when I was paralyzed, I think that's what got me through. I knew I was going to play football again. I knew I was going to do all this stuff. I seen myself doing it, and it actually happened. They said it was a miracle, but I don't think it was a miracle. I think it was because I had positive belief, and that's the way it is.
Were you paralyzed by a football injury?
Yes.
So
yes,
you were
actually taken off the football field. I was 14 years old.
Oh, man.
I was playing football, and I cut every arm, every nerve in my left arm. And, the doctors told my parents that I need to accept life the way it was going to be. I was going to be paralyzed the rest of my life. And nerves are like spaghetti. They can't heal. They won't heal, this and that. And I chose not to believe it, okay? I chose to deflect, like I use that word, deflect it. And I seen myself. I always start at the Anna because it's not where you start. It's where you finish with me. I seen myself playing football. I seen it all happen. So I knew I was going to be better. And then the doctor said, 9 months later that my nerves registered. It was a miracle because it doesn't happen. It wasn't a miracle. I just knew it was going to happen. The same thing with this NICS. We're going to help billions of people across the world because NICS is a universal symbol of positive. That's all he is. When you see him, you just, no matter what life is throwing you that day or no matter what negativity is being thrown in your world, when you see NICS, it's a symbol that changes you to flip the switch to be positive no matter what's going on because life is life and not everything's perfect. And so I think you kind of got the gist of it. It is what it is. Life is what you think it is. And if you say you're having a bad day, you're having a bad day. And if you say that you're having a good day, you are. And so that's what we're trying to teach you, really.
Gotcha. So no nag Nicks. That's the willowy boy with the shield. And he's deflecting all the negative energy all around him. You're calling him a true superhero in today's turbulent times. When negative forces and influences start infiltrating his mind, Nicks quickly flips it around and turns bitter lemons into sweet lemonade, right?
That's exactly right.
Who's this geared to? Is it geared to youth or is it geared to adults? What's your target?
Well, Dave, that's a good question because it's really geared towards zero to whenever. Because I believe in starting young because adults, you have to convince them with scientific proof for them to believe in the unseen. They just don't actually get it. I think when you start younger, you automatically accept it and you live that way. You need to convince, believing in the unseen, kind of like use a seed example. When the seed's under the ground and you're watering and watering, people in the world, unless they see instant results, they don't believe. And most of the times they quit on their dreams because it stops. They stop before the seed sprouts. Children automatically accept it. We want to reach them right away, but we also want to deal with everybody else. And we've been working with, people from AA and school groups and stuff like that and trying to talk about the positive things in the world and get them out of the negativity. So your answer is zero to whenever.
How are you getting the word out? And you see this sort of going global. So, what's that? What's your action plan, your big vision to make that happen? I guess, this interview is one way, but how do you intend to get, No Nag 101 to be a global force and get people to buy in from all over the world.
Well, yeah, it's good one, Larry Cross. So it's kind of viral. Actually, I'm going to follow the universe whichever direction it's taking me because it takes me different directions every day. The Internet's one way. I've already been – we put our shirts in Walgreens drugstores here in Louisville, Kentucky. We're selling shirts on the Internet. We're getting ready to be in some retail chain outlets. We're part – Leo, what are we doing with juvenile diabetes?
Wow.
Well, we're working with the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, but the Louisville chapter, to help their cause and at the same time give the city of Louisville, Kentucky, something positive to think about and wrap their arms around. And the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation happens to be an organization we reached out to because Klaus Wilmsmeyer, who's here with us today, is a retired NFL Super Bowl player, and he plays in their annual charity golf tournament. And over coffee one night, we were trying to decide how we could give back to the community, and that was an area and a path we went down. And so we're working with them in organizing a black tie fundraiser later this fall.
Collecting diabetes
outreach.
Right. How's the mood in Louisville these days? What's the economy like? Where are people at? What's on their minds these days? And how are you sort of helping to shift that that energy. Because you say one of the missions for NEG 101 is a smile, a kind word, a loving touch, a positive attitude, an enthusiastic approach in everything you do. So how are you shifting, you know, just your home, like in Louisville, Kentucky?
Well, good question, Dave. Actually, NASA just called. They can't get Louisville, Kentucky on the map right now because the big shield's out there deflecting negativity. Nix's shield. But actually, we reached out to the city, the commerce, and the mayor of Louisville, and something's in the work. We might be using, or they might be coexisting with our logo and our Nix to deflect, make Louisville the most positive city in the world, the city that deflects negativity. And that would be a sounding board for all the other cities to jump on board and compete, but really not compete, just make their towns a better place to live. And what we try to do is we volunteer to speak at schools and elementary schools or, you know, like for AA meetings or whatever. That when people need out, we're reaching out to help them. We're trying to show them a way to flip the switch and to be positive. And so we're doing right now a whole lot of things. Like we're getting NFL players to talk to people, whatever kids are into, whatever we can do. The city of Louisville actually gave us an okay and they're backing us right now. So some big things could be happening.
So here are like some real manly men. You know, you're in the Super Bowl. You played in the NFL. You know, Frank, you manage rock bands. You've been in the news business, the advertising business. You know, you're athletic as well, and played football. How do sort of macho guys get together and pull this off? Because it's sort of like. It's not so macho or cool to talk about negativity, spirituality, the power of beliefs, that kind of thing. Or is it?
Well, to me, you know, a man is inside, okay? Everything that you reflect outside is a mirror image, like an echo. And inside, I'm positive all the way. And being positive is what made me get through sports. Because, you know, when I went to a game, I knew I was going to win. I knew I was going to do well. I don't like playing for coaches. I don't like the word hope because hope to me is like negative. It's like it might happen. How would you like if your coach came up to me and said, I hope we win today, guys? I use the word certain. I'm positive. When I coach kids, I would come up to them and say, you know what, tomorrow we'll win the red uniforms. In their mind, they already won the game because we're in an elimination tournament. I like that they use the positive aspects to sports or everything I do in this world because if I positively believe this, I can help people. And all the teams that we coached and all the kids that, you know, you might have heard of David Akers. He's another kicker. He didn't even make it in the NFL, and he was helping me coach flag football. And, you know, he was complaining, going down that poor pity me stuff, which doesn't work for me because I don't believe in excuses. I believe in making things happen. I said, you know what? I said, the problem is with you is you don't visualize, materialize. He goes, what's that? And I said, well, you got to start at the end. You already kicked it through. It already happened. Just go up there and do it. And to do that, you got to believe. That means totally believe. You can't have any doubts. Like, you can't listen to people, the naysayers, because they're like fish hooks. When you're trying to move forward, they're the ones that are grabbing your shirts and pulling you backwards. You got to pull them out, keep moving forward. And so macho has nothing to do with being positive. I think the most successful athletes are the ones who are positive. Like, look at Tom Brady or any of those guys who are or Eli Manning after the Super Bowl. He goes, you know, what got you through? He goes, well, we were positive. So I don't know if it has anything to do about macho. I just think it has to be inside you.
Yeah, and you're also promoting a life. You say a life without imagination is a life with limits. So you really are focusing on positive thought to consciously create your life by deflecting negativity at all times and remaining positive. Klaus, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you, Dave?
Good. So how did, you know, that kind of attitude, you know, help you on the playing field? How did that help you game in and game out? And believe me, the NFL is a little bit, a little bit more of a challenging game and a lot more physical than the CFL is, I think, in my estimation. How did it help you in your career?
Well, from day one, back home in Mississauga, you know, back in high school, I had this firm belief that I could go on with my football career from high school to college and college to pro. And every day I'd reminded myself that I could do it. And that in itself was being positive. daily, I reminded myself I had a few goals that I was going to achieve, and those were to go to school and to play football, because I enjoyed football and had to enjoy school. But I just believed, and every day was a positive day for me. Because of that, it carried over into my everyday life, which led to a career in the NFL for me.
And there's not a lot of Mississauga kids that make it into the NFL.
Well, I'm still the first and only kid from Mississauga to make it to the NFL.
Yeah. And the only kid named Klaus probably to make it to the NFL, too.
That is the kicker's name, you know. My last name does go from shoulder to shoulder with Wilmsmeyer.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That'll do it.
Dave has a Super Bowl ring, and he also holds the records for the New Orleans Saints in the passing category. 100 with a touchdown.
Wow, dude.
Yeah. Now my passer rating's better than Peyton Manning's.
That's a Hail Mary pass,
That's not bad, and no head count either. Frank, we're out of time here, but how can our audience help you in this cause, and what can we start doing up in Canada to tap into this?
Actually, you can try to hook us up with some outlets to sell product up there and tell them to hit www.nonegs101.com.
Like us on Facebook.
No Negs Knicks. Just reach out to us. We'll find a way to make things happen. And we want to give a special shout-out to Kathy out there for helping us out and setting this up with you, Dave. It's very nice.
Well, I really appreciate her, and she's a wonderful woman, and I really love what you guys are doing. So I hope one day to meet, and hopefully we can work together.
Sounds like a deal to me, man. You sound real positive.
Thanks, Frank.
All right, Dave.
All right, guys. Thank you for this. It's nonegs101.com, right?
NoNeg101.com. And if you get a chance, play that song that you were talking about, the Imagination. I wrote that song, and it's really getting some radio play here in Louisville.
All right, you're on. We're going to play it, and it'll air on this show. And we'll also like you on Facebook, too. All right?
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, guys.
Canada.
Yeah, that was Frank Karaglanis hanging out with the guys, you know, just chilling out on a Monday. What else do you do, right?
Stay positive, Canada.
There you go. That's what you do.
Absolutely.
And nonegs101.com. Check it out. Well, that does it for the show. And for
the year.
We're going to have a break for the summer.
We're going to have a break.